This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Kimberly Moran is going to be with us after the first break. You know, you got to... I kick off the week with her every week. I end the week with Xander, kick off the week with her because of all the dumb stuff that's going on in the news today. You know, I mean, seriously, after this weekend, after seeing what was going down this weekend in the news, everything against Mr. Trump or President Trump, whichever makes you happier, I'm thoroughly convinced now that he can rescue babies from a burning building, and there'd be a problem with that. I'm sure the left would find a problem with that. And even with some of the fake news that was posted all weekend long, nobody's turned around and come back at it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live. You can, holy moly, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buying the shirt that I have on right now. You see it? It's Stand for America. And what's really funny is today, as I was out about, I can't tell you how many nasty looks I got with the shirt on. And I think I think it's funny. And the reason I think it's so funny is because if you think about it, it doesn't say Stand to Make America Great Again. It's a red shirt with white lettering that simply says hashtag Stand for America. How could you be against that? How can anybody be against us simply standing for America, making sure that what we're doing will keep and make America great again? So again, you head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. All right, so this one, I should have saved this one for Xander, although he can never explain these to me, so I don't know why I saved them for him anyway. A new director of the Claremont College, College's LGBTQ Center, has drawn concern from some students upset over his tweets, saying he's wary of conservative white guys, right? No. He says he's wary of white guys and well-meaning white women, and that police exist to serve and protect white supremacy, among other controversial statements. Now, Dr. Jonathan Higgins was recently tapped as the new director of the Queer Resource Center of the Claremont College, a cluster of five elite private campuses in Los Angeles County. After several of Higgins' controversial tweets made the rounds among the students at the consortium, several LGBTQ-identifying Claremont College students spoke with the College Fix on the condition of anonymity to describe their unease with the new director. At issue is his public Twitter account, which he actively promotes on his professional website. The students said that they are concerned his apparently anti-white, anti-police views. And we're going to talk about Bill de Blasio later on in the show. I can't let that go. That guy is just a jackwagon big time. His anti-police views will carry over into misguided teachings and unequal treatment in a queer resource center. Higgins has yet to address requests for comment from anyone. One tweet prompting unease is from April, made in response to the user who asked, who are you automatically wary of or keep at a distance because of your past experiences? Higgins replied, white gays. You listening to that? Here's a black gay guy that doesn't trust white gay guys. I wonder. Another tweet drawing apprehension from some students is from December 2016, to which Higgins wrote, I finally have nothing to say other than police are meant to serve and protect white supremacy. The post came on the same day as an officer-involved shooting in Maryland. Higgins has yet to clarify whether there is a connection between the event and his post. Another gay student in the Claremont College said that the tweet concerned him because my family is heavily involved in law enforcement, because I have many siblings and cousins, all of whom I support and love deeply, serve as officers. They don't care, buddy. They just don't care. It really is, if you look at the outrage of the left, it is always one-sided to the cause of the person who's outraged. I find that totally amazing. And it doesn't matter what the issue is. Their issue is the most important. And the fact that they belong to the Democratic Party is just, I don't know. Maybe it's icing on the cake. I have no clue. But you think about what they're saying. You think about what they're doing. Right? I mean, here's a guy who's against, he's all for white supremacy, or he's all against white supremacy, which he thinks is all around him. Then on top of that, he's a gay man who's afraid of gay white men. I mean, so the only people he's comfortable with is black gay men? That's it? My family will only ever be seen as enforcers of white supremacy in Higgins' eyes, with myself as an enabler, so said the student who wrote the piece. A third tweet of Higgins, prompting concern, was posted in late June, so y'all been quiet about the heterosexual Pride Day. I mean, I thought I'd see parades celebrating rape culture, homophobia, transphobia. Really? So somebody has a heterosexual Pride Day? And I don't know, I'm kind of confused. Does that mean that they're, I just love this. That means that they're homophobic, transphobic, and whatever. It's just amazing. Hey, I'm Joe Senior, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. What's your name? Kimberly. Kimberly, we're enjoying this after the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, listen, head over to the website, therealside.com. There's a lot going on up there. Pay attention. Get involved. My favorite word. Anyway, before I bring Kimberly Marin on with me, we've got Bobby at Long Beach. Bobby. Bobby, you there?
Hello? Oh,
hey.
Sorry. I dropped
yeah. Is that Long Beach, California?
Yeah, what's up? I called you yesterday or something.
I'd get out of there while I still can. Here in California, I'm talking.
No, Long Beach is good. It's like the good ghetto. It's the good ghetto. We have like $3 million houses. We don't get all the way up into the Hollywood numbers, but it's bomb.
All right.
It's a huge city. Anyway, screw that. You know what? It actually relates to what I'm going to ask you because we have a big gay community here, you know? And what if you found out Caitlyn Jenner was your biggest fan?
What would I do? I don't hate Caitlyn Jenner, so great. Wonderful.
Not an old react. Huh?
I wouldn't bother me at all.
So, I mean, what was your opinion be about it? I know you like fans, and who wouldn't like a fan, especially a famous fan, but, like, I'm looking at your political views. You just got your political views. You just got them talking about, you know, homosexuality, LGBTQ, whatever.
No, wait a minute, Bobby. Put it in context. What I was talking about was I find it interesting that, you know, here's a community that should be supporting each other, and I don't know how often this is a show, but I've got gay friends. I've got friends that call on the show, and one that actually is a talk show host. And what I was trying to say was, it's interesting that a gay black man is afraid of gay white men and white women who support him.
Yeah,
I didn't understand it.
You're right. Yeah, and that's general, anytime we can divide, we divide.
Yeah. I don't understand. Just give me a second here. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
I have quite a few gay friends like I say about some of my Democrat friends, they're sane, they got their heads screwed on straight, and they'll say, I don't want to deal with that guy, I don't like that guy, so come out against maybe the LGBT or the moderate, whatever you want to call them, LGBTQ community, come out and say, look, we don't associate with that nut job who's afraid of all other, you know, white gay people. We're just not there.
We all
get along. That's all I'm saying.
Do you think when you hang out with your gay friends, did you get your gay friends through your girl or your wife, whoever you're with, or did you get them on your own?
No. We do business together. We have other things. I don't hang out with anybody. I don't hang out with my straight friends. I don't even like hanging out with my kids.
Well, that's why I didn't have kids. I'm down with that. But, I mean, I miss having my gay friends, but they often have to come with girls. Like, it's hard as a guy to find gay friends.
No, look at one fellow that I work with is actually the head of the president of the Log Cabin Republicans in California, and I actually work with him now on a committee. I met with him, I've known him for years. And again, there's things that this is what I love about this. There are things that we don't agree upon. There are things that he knows, how I feel about different things, and we get along fine. We go have lunch, we talk together, we work through business together, which is the way it's supposed to be.
Sure. That's the mechanics of your relationship. But that's a little bit different than, like, actually actively choosing a friendship with a gay dude. You know what I mean? And, like,
dude, I want to be clear about this. I don't choose relationships with anybody unless I am on the same page with them from a foundational level.
I don't care
what color you are. I don't care what size you are. I don't care what sex you are. I don't care about any of that.
But the interesting part about hanging with a gay dude and a gay chick, it's like a new human. It's like they've got a new way of thinking that you don't get to experience with us regular people, us straight people, you know, because it's really interesting that it's like a new version of a person. And it's like a really interesting social experience. They've got a completely different set of rules.
Well, there's a lot of people. There are a lot of people from walks of life that see things totally differently than I do, and I like it.
I understand that. I mean, we're talking about it because we can, and you're open to, like, having a gay friend, well, maybe more of a business associate. But I miss my gay homies. I'm like, I don't have a girlfriend right now, so I'm like, I miss.
Do that. Don't do that. I watch the language. I'm not going to say it.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, we'll talk to you later, Bobby. No, seriously, Bobby. A lot of gay people find that offensive. I don't use it.
Well, of course,
because I want to make sure.
You have to be down with the scene. It's something that you know. If you don't know, you can't say it. That's like my nigga. Like, that's my buddy.
And he's gone. There you go. So this is why I'm very careful about this stuff. And you know what I don't like about this? Let me bring Kimberly on for a second. Kimberly, you heard that, did you, or no?
No, I couldn't because...
That's all right.
To turn the whole volume down. I can't hear the whole thing.
So he used a few choice words. He used the F word for gay people, and then he used the N word. And I love these people call in.
God.
And they can't just be honest about it, right? I mean, seriously. It's like I don't know whether he was gay, straight, black, white, purple, green, whatever. But to call into a show like this And then he's going to use that. I know, what does he try to do? Bait me into, oh, yeah, dude, I agree with you. Well, I don't agree with you. And you know the sad part about it? See, I could do a whole hour on this. The sad part about it, when you have people like that who decide that it's okay for them to use the words, they're going to use it, they're going to try to pull you in, it only shows you where their head's at. You and I have been together for a while. We've never used that kind of language on any group, I don't think, right?
There's no need to. There is no need to. These are the people that make things worse. They don't make things better. They are part of the division that the left has sowed in this country and part of the story you're talking about. You know, so here you have a group, LGBTQ, LMNOP. You have a group that is you know, supposedly on the same page with certain things, right?
Right.
But then now they're being split by race. And next they'll be split by gender. And then they'll be split, you know, they're going to keep splitting up and they're just eating their own. That's exactly what the left is doing now. And I'm seeing it across all kinds of different groups. They are turning on each other instead of, you know, the left thought they'd all work together for their big, you know, Marxist theory and way about the country. But their own groups that they created are now turning on each other. And that's what's going to happen.
It's funny how they can't just let the conversation happen. I know, you know, I could go down the road early in that conversation, and it was like he was trying to rope me into saying, oh, them, yeah, I don't need a girlfriend or my wife to bring me to a gay guy. And he even made emphasis that, oh, you don't have any friends. Well, they are my friends, but I don't hang around with my friends. What friends do we have that we hang out with? I ain't got time to hang out.
One of my BFFs is a gay man, and I hang out with him.
No, it's not. It's that dog I see you scratching a belly every day. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran joins us after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Well, I'm back. How about you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I'm still teed off at that other bonehead. You know, I know. I'll get over it. I just don't. Why? Why are they trying to make a butt out of me? It just makes no sense. But it still makes no sense. Pick on something else that they would be righteous about. You know? I'm overweight. I'm fat. I got gray hair. That you can make fun of. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kick off Monday, and I always appreciate the time that she spends with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
I can't make fun of you from being from Boston, or for your accent,
for being Italian. What accent? I have no accent. You have the accent now.
I do not have an accent.
Oh, yeah, they made fun of me so bad when I first moved out here.
I can imagine.
She's right. They still do, but it's one interesting thing about having your wife as your producer. It really gets a little hairy at times. You know what I'm saying?
Especially with your guest and her gang up on you.
Yeah, I know. What is this tag team garbage? Anyway, so anyhow, what? What did you say?
I said I have to stick with my kind.
Oh, God. So, okay, we had, I would say it was a successful trip, the G20 trip last week. And interesting how nobody, not one group on the left, can find a positive thing to say about that trip. I mean, this guy could run into a burning building with, you know, rescue a set of triplets and not get one kudo from anybody on the left, couldn't he?
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. It just shows me what a bunch of hypocrites they really are.
Well, I mean, I think people are getting used to the fact that it's just going to be negative. They aren't going to report any positive. They're going to look for things to criticize, and CNN is going to come up with some new fake thing to post as actual news.
But they're losing footage, though. They're not getting. They're not getting traction with that stuff anymore, are they?
I don't think they are. I think they're at this point, they're losing viewers because people have had it. But I don't think they know what else to do with themselves because they can't certainly start being fair and balanced now. That would destroy their cred with the left, maybe? I don't know. But I don't think anybody would believe it even. I would never, ever, ever use a CNN story as a source other than to prove them to be their own liars. I used it recently, last week when I wrote something, because their title was completely misleading and completely a lie compared to what they wrote in their own damn story. I kid you not. And people were believing their headline, you know, it was about the election commission that 44 states refused to comply. It was completely false. In their own report, I read everything through the report. I marked down what every state said, and it was a complete lie. Yet they still have that title and then another title. And then morons on the left repeated it. So they make their own people look stupid. They make their own voters and constituents look stupid. And so that's the only time I've used a CNN report anytime recently. It was to prove them to be liars.
Yeah, they do. They can't find the truth with both hands anymore. It's really sad. Because in the early days, they really did well.
Yes. You know,
We gave them too much power. Don't you think? Most of
you
them,
know
anyway?
I think what happened is at some point, and I don't know when this point was, at some point, news people chose to let their politics get in the way of actually their journalism. That became more important. And, you know, if you don't, it's just the same thing with local news. They want access to those politicians. So, you know, they provide the positive stories. They're not, you know, they don't ask the tough questions. They're not gonna, you know, push out the negative that might be true, but it's, you know, not necessarily good news. I think they went to bed, got into bed with the left and politicians, and they got an STD from it, and they can't get rid of it. Basically.
Oh,
what else are you going to say?
We'll cut that later.
It's not going away.
Oh, God. All right. So... What else is under your skin this week? Come on, you got to be right about something.
I'll let you take the lead. The election commission has been a big one. Like I said, it's just people are getting lied to, being told their information isn't private, or that they want to give private information. And you know what I found out is Obama had an election commission, and his election commission actually recommended that the states share information via a voter database.
No.
Just like what Trump's election commission is doing.
But see, that's the difference. Whenever a Democrat does it, it's a direct word from God. And whenever a Republican does it, it's not even that he stole the idea from a Democrat. It's a direct message from Satan, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's funny because when I found that out, I was like, are you kidding me? I went through a 112-page report of what Obama's election commission recommended, and I found that, and I'm like, I just burst out laughing. And here's the thing that people aren't even getting. This election commission can only make recommendations. They can't do anything. They can't change policy. They can't change laws. All they can do is say, hey, we did this research. This is what we found. These are the recommendations they made. That's all Obama's election commission did. They can't do a damn thing about it. But people are being so lied to by Democrats and so ignorant that they believe them, they don't get that.
Well, I tell you what I love about this, too, is that, as you know, because you're in politics, I can get, if I go to a consultant or because of my position in the Republican Party, I can go get a list of voters. I can get a list of voters, right? I can tell you when they voted, how many times they voted. I can't tell you who they voted for, but I can tell you the races they voted in, right? You and I both know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, in New Hampshire, I don't know how it is where you are, but in New Hampshire, before every election, the town clerk posts a checklist, a voter checklist, and has all the information on it except maybe date of birth, and so that you can change it if it's wrong.
Yeah, and Social Security number, right? You don't see the Social Security number either.
No, we don't have Social Security number.
Right. That's what I tell people, is that that is a line of crud when Democrats tell you, oh, they got all your information, date of birth, Social Security number, address, with all that, you know, just think of... No, listen, anybody with a reason, a consultant, you can go down and get it. There are companies that sell this information by the tonnage. And
the political parties sell the information for profit.
They do. They do. They gather it and sell it.
Thousands of people in New Hampshire who have been in New Hampshire probably have the voter information of New Hampshire just because we're a first-in-the-nation state. Thousands. I mean, there's, what, a gazillion Republican candidates in the primary? You think every one of those guys didn't buy the voter database? And the thing is, it's well known to have been public information for a long time, but if someone doesn't know that, and some people really don't, they believe the lies they're being told by CNN, by the Democrat Party, by these people on the left. And even when you point out to them the actual letter, the actual ask from the commission says only publicly available data, they don't believe it until you show them the words, because they're being told it's private information. And by the way, are these people that ridiculous that they don't realize it's the federal government who gives us our Social Security numbers and tracks everything to do with Social Security numbers from the day we get it till the day we die?
You know what? I always said, you people need to think. From the day you got your first phone and you were dialing numbers, the government knew what you were doing. When you got your first credit card and you were charging and buying stuff at different places, the government knew what you were doing. So I love this. I go, you know, you get all crazy about this stuff, but how long have you been handing the government information? Seriously.
And what about real ID? I'm against real ID, but how many, almost every state has for real ID, which is the state issuing your license and giving all that information over to the federal government, who will track even more information about you. I'm against that. New Hampshire was against it, and then they made it so you could opt in. But what is that all about? People seem to be okay with that and okay with schools gathering information about students, but they're not okay about publicly information, publicly available voter information.
Well, you heard
it's insanity.
The Blasio, and I think, who was it? Governor Brown was trying to find a way to purge the school systems so that the information couldn't go to the federal government. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Sing a song.
That's right.
If you're feeling down and out, you feel like nothing's going your way, sing a song. So if that's so good, and that's a liberal group, why aren't the Democrats just singing songs? Won't they feel better? Come and see your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But if you make a butt of yourself, I will help make it bigger. I promise. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her starting off Monday with me. And Kimberly, again, thanks for being with me. Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy week to start Monday off with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So I know you have something to say about this, because I started to write a piece about it, and I kind of put it aside for a moment. But isn't it interesting that now we elect in this country at least four, if not more, presidents at every cycle? And what I mean by that is you have President Trump at the G20 summit, then you had President Obama show up, and then you have President de Blasio show up, and then you had President Jerry Brown show up. I mean, apparently they're all, because every one of them said that Trump doesn't speak for Americans. I think people like, what? They are sick. They are really, truly mentally ill, are they not?
Brown went too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Moonbeam went over to G20?
He went over to China because he was going to work it out with them, because Trump doesn't speak for us.
Oh, my God.
Now remember that some of these companies were not included in that whole, the Paris Accord. right? Because they couldn't curb their carbon footprint, so they were going to be given an a dispensation from the Pope not to have to adhere to any of this stuff. It's craziness. But so anyhow, now Obama technically everything that what is it the Logan Act? They're trying to push that on Trump and his people before he got into office. And I'm sorry, Mr. Obama is no longer president.
He needs to crawl back under his troll bridge, is what he needs to do. That's basically what he's doing. He's being a friggin' troll. Sorry, buddy. We repudiated you.
And your party. And your party. Right?
And your party. Yeah, exactly. And your party. You're done. You are irrelevant now. Go away. Go have fun. Go continue on your multi-million-dollar, millionaire-type vacation. Have a blast. But don't interfere in the stuff that's going on with the current resident in the White House because it's none of your damn business.
Well, yeah, and that's it. And what people don't realize, I didn't know this. Did we talk about this last week? He gets $1 million a year in travel expenses. Did you know that? And that doesn't include... All right, breathe. Right, breathe. So, yes, ex-presidents get the Secret Service protection is free. So you're paying for that anyhow, and he's young. That ought to make you sick. So you're paying for the Secret Service for him anyhow, and then on top of that, he gets $1 million in travel expenses and what have you every year. Every year, not for his life, every year to represent us.
To represent us?
Yeah, well, he thinks he is, but yeah, to represent us.
So all living presidents get $1 million in travel expenses
yes,
a year?
Yes, they do.
Wow. I went into the wrong business.
Well, who gave this to them? Who worked this stuff? See, we do it to ourselves. It's like right now, I know this is going to poke you in the eye, because I'm screaming... Look at where we are. Are you glad we're repealing? No, we're not. Never mind.
Oh yeah, forget that one.
and even if we repeal, you know, somebody said something the other day that I fell right in line with. I said, look, go in and vote to repeal it. Period. End of discussion. Okay. As of August 2018, we're done. It dies. And now you've got 12 months to put a replacement in, a good replacement up. And if you can't, you need to go. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you because what they need to let Obamacare fail. Just say to the people, okay, we're going to keep Obamacare just like it is, just like Democrats put it into place. Because Democrats didn't do anything to fix it. They claim they know what the problems are, but they don't talk about them or what they were going to do to fix it. And they did nothing over the 8 years of Obama's reign of terror to do that. So what the Republicans need to do is let it die, let it implode, let it crash and burn, and then exactly come out with and here are the free market ideas we're going to put into place so that everyone can afford health care. And don't put that – don't take that albatross off the necks of Democrats and put it onto your own neck, Republicans, because you're going to sink your own ship.
If it wouldn't hurt so many people – I know I sound like a bleeding heart now. But if it wouldn't hurt so many people – if I was a Republican, I would just sit back and go, okay, ACA is working, right? Come on. First, I want to hear you affirm that you believe that the ACA is working. And when all the Dems go, yeah, it's working, it's doing great. Okay, sit back and wait. And I would just sit there, okay? I would simply sit there with, you know, plan B on the table. So when they start drowning and they go down for the third time and they start screaming for help, but they won't, we'll have to help them whether they want it or not. That's when I'd put the Republican plan into place.
I would let them drown. Personally, just let them sink. Let them. If the Republicans try to fix this, if they try to prop up this mess that has destroyed our healthcare system, they are going to be wearing that albatross around their neck. There is nothing you can fix about Obamacare. It is an epic failure. It is the biggest failure in modern government, of federal government in modern history, and it's. Was probably intentional so they could try to come back and say, oh, well, you know, Hillary wants single payer, so that's what we're going to put in. But the American people had a different idea. And Obamacare is one of the reasons. So don't, Republicans are making a huge mistake if they try to save this. There are less people a couple million less people insured today than there were last year. And, oh, but Obamacare's in place. Oh, my goodness. Why am I not insured?
You know, I know this is oversimplifying to a degree, but I sit here and all the time, the simplest thing I think is they keep saying, you know, millions, hundreds of thousands, millions of people are going to die without Obamacare. Were there hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people dying before Obamacare went into effect?
They said there was.
Where?
There wasn't. They said there was. Remember, Lizzie Warren is part of the group that wrote that false and debunked over and over again report that the majority of bankruptcies are from medical bills, which is a huge lie. It's been debunked over and over and over again. But yeah, people died. They supposedly people died without health care. But guess what? Reports and studies showed that more people died if they got Medicaid than if they had no health insurance. So what are you better off not having insurance, or you better off having crappy insurance? I mean, really?
No, they won't listen to reason. They are right. You know, the more and more and more I read some of the articles they put out there, the more I see some of the attacks of the locals on me and other local Republicans. I go, wow, this is truly a hate as we've never seen before.
Uh-huh.
It's and it's not a hate for a particular person or what they do. It's a hate that you won't line up with their cause. Right? That's all it is.
You're right, exactly. You won't fall in line like a good little sheeple and just bah your way to the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah, and they just can't figure out if people wanted Republicans to legislate like the Democrats, why didn't they just vote their Democrats back in? When you think about the number of Hispanics, blacks, women, and even Democrats that actually did vote for Trump. And again, I love the CNN polls. Have you yet to have been called by anyone asking you what you thought the job that President Trump was doing?
No.
Me neither.
Of course, I don't have a landline either, so.
Well, hey, they're calling cell phones, too. You know, serious. Matter of fact, when you go to register to vote, it's funny because when I do get those let's let people know now, I do get your registration information. There's nothing. Look, again, name, address, phone number. Some people give phony numbers. And the same thing with email addresses. They give bad email addresses. You know,
well,
they
you got to remember, too. We were talking before, like, all these people that come to your door and call your house, you're giving away a lot of information to your political party or some political organization. They're adding that to the publicly available voter database information. They have a whole load of information on you, some of what they got from the voter database, but then they add, when they come to your door and they ask you questions and you answer, they add that to their database, and then they sell it all over the place. Like I said earlier, Planned Parenthood came to visit my door last year during the election. They probably added some information to the database because I did answer their questions because the kid was a nice kid, and he was just trying to make a few bucks.
Stay away from this house. Asterisk.
The poor kid, I felt bad for him. He was wearing a hot pink T-shirt. It was all filthy. He was probably just trying to make $10 an hour to go door-to-door and ask a couple dumb questions, whatever.
And he got all the women to feel bad for him because he was wearing a hot pink T-shirt. Hey, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at NewHampshirePoliticalBuzz.org, the Federalist Papers Project, Heartland Institute, and Conservative IND on Twitter. And IND stands for Independent, not Indiana.
Always a pleasure, Kimberly. Thanks for being with me. And try to stay cool, because, you know, here in California, the cars are melting in the street. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, for the next segment, next hour, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is always good. You know, Generation Z is nothing like the millennials. And a liberal professor is warning the libs just might be in trouble. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side.